President Trump is meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill after hammering his case last night that he will not agree to reopen the government without a border wall. Senator John Tester, Democrat of Montana, joins us now. Senator, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
So the president made his case for the wall. The Democrats made their case against it. Not a whole lot new from either side. Where does this go now?
Well, first of all, I just want to say something about the president's speech, and that is if you hadn't been paying attention to what's been going on, you wouldn't have known this was about the wall by the president's remarks. I mean, he talked about everything for the first three quarters of that speech except the wall. And I think that's significant because the wall is the biggest increase amount. He wants $5.7 billion. He originally requested 1.6. And by the way, the Appropriations Committee in the Senate agreed to that $1.6 billion. But that aside, I think where we go from here is hopefully we can reopen the government while we negotiate on something that makes sense for border security for the southern border. The challenges with a wall are obvious in that the threats tend to change, and I think we need some analysis done on what the best way is to move forward. I think what we're dealing with right here, Jeremy, is a campaign promise that now the president feels like he has to build, whether it's the best for security for this country or not.
Well, what do you think about a wall? The House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has called it immoral. Do you think that there's just something inherently wrong with any funding for any kind of wall, or would you be okay with some?
Well, look, I think there's over 600 miles of wall on the border right now. And I think there are some places where a wall does make sense. I will tell you unequivocally, a wall from sea to signing sea is not the right direction to go. A wall that we spend $24 to $32 million per mile, I think we can do much cheaper with technology and manpower and make the southern border much safer. I think we consider all the possibilities that are out there to make sure that our borders are secure. I think we address issues like the visa overstay, which is why we have so many undocumented folks in this country to begin with, and talk about common sense ideas to secure the border and make sure that that border remains secure.
Your state of Montana went for President Trump by 20 percentage points in 2016. What do you tell people there? I'm sure that you have a lot of constituents, maybe even people who voted for you and him, who want the wall.
Well, I think one thing that Montanans all agree on, whether you're Republican or Democrat, is they want money spent appropriately. And I think that's the challenge here. We have not been given any analysis on what the best thing to do for security for the southern border. And I think that most Montanans would say, you know what, a wall to sea to shining sea is not something that can work and work effectively. And I really believe that Montanans, there are some that want to build a wall, and there's no doubt about it. But there is a vast majority that think that we can do better by using other options that are much more cost effective.
We've seen some stories about some cracks forming in the Republican Party in the Senate, that some Republicans are coming over to the Democrat side and saying, let's open at least most of the government while we figure this out. Do you see that yourself?
Well, I think this government shutdown is ridiculous, and I think the thinking Republicans out there are saying this is truly ridiculous. Let's open the government. What we've created here, Jeremy, truthfully, with this government shutdown, is I think we've allowed the bad guys to look at us from a different standpoint. Customs and Border Protection, TSA, they're all working without pay. That is not good for our national security overall. I think there's a lot of Republicans that are saying enough is enough. Let's open the government and then let's negotiate about the right direction to go to make sure that the borders are truly secure.
Do you think the government will be reopened by the time the State of the Union happens later this month?
I can't predict. I can tell you that the president wanted this shutdown. He talked about it he mentioned it 25 times that he wanted a government shutdown. I think it's ridiculous. This is the third time in basically the last year we've had a government shutdown while he's been president. I don't think it helps. I don't think it makes government more efficient. I think it wastes taxpayer dollars. It should end today as far as I'm concerned.
I want to ask you about one more thing while we have you. The freshman House Democrat, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's gotten a lot of attention, has talked in recent days about a policy that would increase the top tax rate to 60 or 70% for the very wealthy. We've had that in the past, but not recently. What do you think about that idea?
Whether her proposal is the right idea, I don't know, because this is the first time I've heard about it with you, Jeremy. But I do know that we cannot continue to run negative budgets in this country that increase the debt We need to deal with the debt issue. I think it's a big thing, and you do it by two ways. You cut expenditures or increase income. And so I don't know her bill. I haven't seen her bill. But in the meantime, I think that we need to look at both programs that have outlived their usefulness and reduce those programs and take a look at the tax code to eliminate loopholes in particular and move forward. But look, ideas are great. The challenge is we need to debate them, and then we need to vote on them. And oftentimes around here, we don't debate or vote on them.
In fairness, I don't think she has a bill yet. I think it's just a 60 minutes interview at this point, but we'll see comes. Senator John Tester, Democrat of Montana, thanks so much for joining us.
Jeremy, thank you very much.